Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hallelujah. So, you know, as I was asking God what must be the message for this special service, and I had him say to me, what has escaped, it will not escape this time. And I went to the scriptures because often when I hear that, I know there must be something in there that in the word of God says, so go, I've spoken, this is what is happening. What has escaped, it will not escape again. In other words, the first seven years was a completion, but there are things that escaped the closure there. And escaped into the next 14 years, the next 7 years. And he says, what escaped, what made it into 7 weeks, this seventh year, it will not make it into the next seventh year. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? And I went to the scripture and I came across this. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19, yes. We'll start from verse 17. Yeah, from verse 17. It shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. Are you listening to this? Whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will do what? Will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Now, I wanted to know, because Hazael means the first, there's a grace for the first time. Hallelujah. There's a grace for a certain period. Hallelujah. There are certain things that are done in a certain period, in a season. But there are things that must be destroyed that would escape, but they will not escape the next season. Am I talking to somebody here? So I wanted to understand who is Jehu, because for me, that would be the second phase of this destruction, of the things that the Lord is removing out of Israel. Are you hearing me? Because in Israel, they were certain things that God wanted to remove to cleanse the nation because of the worship of Baal and of foreign gods. Amen? So that's the context. So there would be a destruction as God purifies his church, Israel. Are you hearing me? Yes. Remember that God wants a pure church. God is preparing his church for his coming. Hallelujah. And there are certain periods when God deals with certain things in the church. Amen? And so even in our ministry, it has got those seasons. So there are certain things that God dealt with in the first seven years. Hallelujah. But there are things that escaped. And when I looked at the ministry of Jehu, I realized some of the things that this ministry has gone through. Hallelujah. Let us go to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, this time we will read verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 9, and we will read from It says here, remember in the chapter we've just read, we just hear about this Jehu, but here we are going to understand more about Jehu and how did he come to be the king and serve God. Hallelujah. So it says this. Meanwhile, Elisha, the prophet, had summoned a member of the group of prophets. He said, get ready to travel. He told him and take this flask of olive oil with you. Go to Ramoth Gilead, and find Jehu, son of what? Jehoshaphat. So Jehu was what? The son of who? Of Jehoshaphat, son of Nimshi. Call him into a private room away from his friends. Are you listening? So he said, go and do what? And anoint this man, but call him into a what? A private room. Are you still here? Amen. And pour the oil over his head, away from his friends. Sometimes when God wants to anoint you, he does not want your friends around. Say, neighbor, this company of yours is disturbing God's work. Sometimes God calls into isolation and says, leave these people. Amen? Hallelujah. So he said to him, call him into a private room away from his friends and pour the oil over his head. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. This is what? This is what the Lord says. Hallelujah. I anoint you to be what? The king over what? Israel. Do you see that? Do you see Jehu? Can you see Jehu? So he said, I anoint you to be the king over what? Israel. Then open, it says, I anoint you to be the king over Israel. Then open the door and run for your life. So he says to this prophet, he says, anoint him. After anointing, say this. This is what the Lord says. I anoint you to be the king over Israel. He says, after that, run for your life. Oh, what a mission. Hallelujah. To be sent to a place to tell you, don't waste time. After delivering the message, run. Are you here? Yes. Open and run. Hallelujah. So the young prophet did as he was told and went to Ramoth Gilead. When he arrived there, he found Jehu sitting around with the other army officers. He said, I have a message for you, commander, he said. For which one of us, Jehu? So he found Jehu sitting with commander. He said, I have a message for you. He said, which one of us? He said, you. For you, commander, he replied. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what the Lord says. I anoint you to be the king over Israel. Hallelujah. So he has come to do what? Read from verse 4. Read from verse 4 for us.
Verse 4.
Yes.
So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead.
Yes.
Verse 5.
Yes.
And when he arrived, there were the captains of the army sitting.
Yes.
And he said,
yes.
I have a message for you, commander.
Yes.
Jehu said, for which one of us? And he said, for you, commander. Verse 6. Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel.
Yes.
Verse 7.
Yes.
You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master.
Now listen, you shall strike down the house of Ahab your master. Continue.
That I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets.
Amen. Now, you have to understand what Ahab had done. Ahab had opened the gates for evil into Israel. First of all, by marrying a foreign wife. Hallelujah. Who, not just a foreign wife, but the one who really worshipped Baal. Amen? Are you here? Do you love Jesus Christ? And therefore opened all the evil into Israel, and therefore that evil opposed the work of God. Amen. Are you here? That's why you later find Elijah there speaking about, you know, praying, and there was this contest between the God of Baal and God. You know the story. Hallelujah. Amen. It's because of what was opened by Ahab into what? Into Israel. Amen. And this opposed the work of God. Now, listen to me. So Ahab stood for, and the wife, they stood for, and Jezebel, the wife, they stood for what? They stood for something that opposed the work of God. Are you hearing me? Oh, are you here?
Yes.
Prophets were killed and assassinated during the time of Ahab. That is why you see Elijah saying that everybody has died and I'm the one remaining. So God said, I've kept 7,000 for myself. That was a difficult time. When everybody compromised, it was better not to be a child of, to say, I know God. Rather live your life. Otherwise, you'll be killed. Amen? So God said, no. So when Elijah looked and he saw that everybody had compromised, he said, but there is no one except me. God said, no, there are those that I have kept for myself. Are you hearing me? But this is a period when the church of God was under attack. Maybe even to say from inside. Can I say that again?
Yes.
What opposes the church of God is going to be something that is implanted from within. Most of the oppositions that the church has have the contacts and the connection from within the church. Are you hearing me? The church of God cannot rise. The oppositions that it faces, everything it does, is opposed. It's been attacked during the reign of Ahab. Are you hearing me? But listen, God says that I am anointing you, Jehu, to put an end to what? To Ahab and his reign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you're speaking about the reign of Ahab, you are talking about the reign of terror for prophets, the word, and God, and God's people. Are you hearing me? But God says that what escaped the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill. In other words, although you may have seen that constantly we have been attacked, often from within the church, from within here. The enemy in this year used people even from in the church to attack this church. The Jezebels. Every church has got Jezebels. But there's a time when Jezebel must die.
Amen.
And all who work with Jezebel.
Amen.
When Hazael comes, Jezebel might escape, but you'll not escape the sword of Jehu. Now listen, this is a very serious force that keeps the church down. This is the spirit that attacks what is godly. They want to make what is godly look bad. When you are a man of God, they want to make sure that people, you don't look like a man of God. Because people look at the way you are. They look at your church. They look at the roofs. They look at, they say, this is not a man of God. How can a man of God have such a church? Can I talk to somebody here? That is the ministry of Jezebel and Ahab. That paints the church in a particular way because it attacks the true worshiper. Anyone who worships God honestly, he must be seen as somebody who is not. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Say the spirit of Jezebel.
The spirit of Jezebel.
The spirit of Jezebel is responsible for the downfall of many churches. Can I talk to somebody?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This spirit manifests in many ways, but central to its mission is to make sure that men of God get discouraged and they give up and run for cover. Can I talk to somebody? As I said to you, in the last 7 years or so has been hard in ministry. But I'm hearing now, God says, what escapes the sword of Hazael will be killed by Jehu. Hallelujah. What attacked you, because you are a child of God, even in your own house, it will not escape the sword of Jehu. Can I talk to somebody here? If you are being victimized and being attacked because you know God, you refuse to serve another God that other people serve, may this spirit not escape the sword of Jehu. Hallelujah. This is the spirit that say, compromise, be like others, you shall succeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Jehu, Ahab and Jezebel reigned terror in the house of God, in the nation of God. Anything that was godly was attacked. Can I talk to somebody? If you were of God, you were not succeeding during the time of Ahab. You had to compromise. You had to bow to Baal. That's why the men of God thought, oh, there's no one here. Everybody. Amen? Everybody does what? He has bowed down his knee to Baal. Let me say this. May that thing that has been pressurizing you to compromise your beliefs, may it die by the sword of Jehu. Yes. That thing that has been pressurizing you to even leave ministry, to even leave God and try something else. Can I talk to somebody? May that spirit die by the sword of Jehu. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It might have escaped the sword of Hazael, but it will not escape the sword of Jehu. This is the grace that says what is anti-God will not survive in this ministry again, ever again. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody? Let me tell you something. When this grace arrives, you don't take chances. You know. Some people will say, but Muruti, obviously, this person is a witch. I'm telling you, I hear things. This person is obviously a witch. Me, I knew that the sword of Jehu is coming. I'm not going to deal with them during the time of Hazael. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Why they are still here? No, they've escaped, but it's okay. There's another grace that is coming. Now, listen to me. This grace we are entering, if you are a witch and you have got a mission, you'll collapse at the door. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. During Hazael, you will sit with a witch next to you in the church, and nothing will happen, but not with this grace that is coming. I say, not with this grace that is coming. Every Jezebel will collapse and die. It's high time that God is feared and respected and revered and honored amongst his people. This is a season we are entering. Say, neighbor, Jezebel survives during Hazael, but not Jehu. There is something that will still escape, I know. God says it will be destroyed by who? By who? By who? Who's the next one? Yes. There's another season that is coming. Hallelujah. There's another season that is coming. that will destroy some other things. But for now, the wickedness of Jezebel and its opposition of the church and its growth and its progress. Now, the Lord says, it's over. Amen. It is over.
Amen.
I say it is over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are even afraid to say you are a Christian. Look at your neighbor, you're even afraid to tell people you are a Christian. Because you'll be so much attacked. And I pray also that this grace will also affect our country.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May this grace go on even to Parliament and everywhere else.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where the spirit of Jezebel will not be tolerated. The spirit that sells our country to another god. I say the spirit that sells our country to another god. The spirit that chased God out of schools. The spirit that forces schools to teach things that are anti-God. What they call life orientation is life disorientation. Is life what? It's an enemy's tool to confuse our children. We send our children godly to school, they come back satanic. Because of this spirit that is infiltrated everywhere, starting in the church. If the church is attacked, there's no hope for the nation. This sword must rise in the church first.
Amen.
The sword of Jehu.
Yes.
Oh, can I talk to somebody here? I said the sword of Jehu must rise in the church first and destroy all the Jezebel in churches. I mean, these spirits rule churches. In churches, they decide who must do what. They decide how the pastor must preach. Are you here?
Yeah.
The spirit of what? Jezebel. Let me tell you this. There's a grace that is arising upon Jehu. That Jehu, you are called to do this, to eradicate the spirit of Jezebel within Israel. That spirit, as we close 14 years, the Lord says it is also done. Yes. Many a times I would ask God, but if these people are witches, why are they worshiping with us? Why are they lifting up their hands? I would ask God, Ganjan, I mean, we can see your power. Who does not know this power of God in this house? And say, how do these people stand this power and still be doing their witchcrafting? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Within the church. I did not know that there's a grace that is coming. I know that there's a grace that's coming. The enemy has fought this church for being truthful, for being true. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
We have never compromised our message for 14 years.
Amen.
Even when it did not look like it's going anywhere.
Yes.
Temptations to change and spice it up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
To spice it up so that people enjoy this thing and then people want to enjoy something. Come to church, enjoy some. Spice it. The temptation, we say, no, Lord, will not dilute your word.
Amen.
will speak the truth. Amen. Jezebel attacked us. You must compromise. He attacks in many ways. He scatters the church. That's what he does. Jezebel scatters. If you see the church scattering, it's Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
We've seen all that. But God knew what he was doing. It was just the period of Hazael. But when Jehu rises,
yes,
they cannot survive anymore. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
In this church, you must go tell the wizards and the witches that it is finished. Don't even visit that church. You're going to die at the door. Oh, can I talk? Say, neighbor, do you know a witch? Do you know a witch, please? If you just go warn that witch that things have changed there. And who's this man? Jehu has just been anointed. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I mean, do you see how dangerous Jehu is? He was warned to a young man. After anointing him, run. Just keep the door open. Don't close it. After anointing Jehu, run. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Because that man was going to rise immediately with that anointing and start with this young prophet. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
I say, Jehu, the spirit that was upon Jehu cannot wait to begin to eradicate what is not of God in this ministry. I say, whatever opposed you. Amen. The children of God within the churches suffer because of Jezebel. Oh, Jesus. I say the children of God, true Christians, suffer in churches because of Jezebels. They are being attacked. They are being called names. They are isolated. They are harassed. There is no Christian who will be in a church where there's a Jezebel and will not be treated badly. There's no one. Because Jezebel is looking around for that which is true. Because he's saying, don't worship this man, worship Baal. Why when you're worshiping, we get a bit irritated. No, the truth is that they are serving another God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So the Lord says, there's a period that we are going to enter. And these grounds now will not allow anything that is not godly
Amen.
To survive anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May it be so, really, may it be so. Because those who take chances, may they be examples. Because there's a certain grace that arrives and begins to do its work. Ah, man, go tell them that Ichaile, you can't do that anymore. You can't do that. Ichaile, it's finished and clear. Hallelujah. Those in the church, they know who's tithing. I can't they see in the spirit. They know, okay, you are not. You see, you cannot even keep tithing because after tithe a second month, it's so heavy. Why? Jezebel has seen you tithing. Who are you tithing to? So some of the attacks that we have, you know, the spirit of as Jezebel says, you cannot be faithful to God. When you try to live a godly life, it's hard because of these things that exist in our midst. Are you listening to me? If you are singing here and you are singing from the heart, they will attack you. If you are singing from the head, they won't attack you. If you are singing because you can't sing, they are not going to, you won't move Jezebel. Are you hearing me? But those who are singing and they are ministering from their heart, get a headache, get a stomach ache, I feel sick. Mario at church. Why? Because Jezebel was sitting in the church and ministering for the devil. No more.
No more.
No more. No more. Gone are the days when you shall sing here and be sick. Oh, can I talk to somebody? I say, gone are the days when you shall stand here to share from the word and you'll be sick. Oh, can I talk to somebody? I say, Jezebel is gonna die.
I say Jezebel is going to die. No more in this house. Hallelujah. Some of you, you welcome people at the door. You shake hands with people. Next thing, your hand is painful. My God. No more. Jezebel will not even enter the gates there to be finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What escaped Hazael, it will be caught by the sword of Jehu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Anything that you wanted to do in your life for God and you were opposed by this spirit, can I tell you are free in the name of Jesus? Are you hearing me? Anything that you wanted to do for God and you couldn't do, it was hard. It's over. It's over. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. These are evil implantations. They will be uprooted from the church. They will be uprooted by the roots. They'll be taken out. So I'm hearing this season that you are entering, you will fight different battles, but Jezebel is not going to be part of it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you know the story, you'll know how Jezebel died. She was fed to dogs, as it was prophesied. Amen? So, children of God, like Elijah, I even thought I was alone because of the period of Jezebel. But I thank God that you remained faithful. Oh, can I talk to somebody? Amen. Even when it was hard, you remained faithful. You were the 7,000 that God saved for himself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you, you wondered, why when I go to that church, I get sick? What is wrong with this church? Why when I go there, I get sick? The spirit that says, that's want to expose this place as if it's not a true church of God. Because you get attacked because you're here. Hallelujah. Other people get healed and so on, but you wonder why when you get sick when you come here. Amen. Amen. That spirit is dead. Amen. It's fed to the dogs. Yes. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, can I prophesy to you? You shall decide to do something for God and you shall do it. Oh, can I talk to the 7,000 here? Can I talk to the 7,000 here? That God kept for himself during a terrible time of Jezebel. Can I talk to the 7,000 here? Yeah. That God says, I kept them for myself. Yeah. I have an announcement to you. Yeah. That you are coming out of the hiding place. Yeah. You are coming out of the hiding place. Yeah. Jezebel is dead. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm here to declare that the children of God must know that what opposed them all these years, simply because they loved God and wanted to serve God and wanted to do things for God, it's over. Amen. It's done. Amen. And it's gone. As you celebrate, you are celebrating a new life without Jezebel. Oh, that I can tell you right now. That Jezebel is not part of your life anymore. It's not part of this ministry anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, but Jezebel, hey, they are so religious. Ooh. Ooh, Seneba, ooh. They are so religious, but yet so wicked. In one person. It's better mulo ya satsibin bibi. Seneba, if you had to choose Baloi, ne? Tell Seneba, if you have to choose Baloi, tell the other neighbor, say, neighbor, if you are forced to choose between Baloi, choose the one who does not know the Bible. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
They will witchcraft you, Kaves. They are worse, isn't it? They are worse, eh? Hallelujah. They are the ones, when we call people to pray, they are the first to come. Oh, Jesus. Can I expose Jezebel here? They are the first to do things. Sometimes I wonder, where are the true people? Oh, they are hiding. By the way, they are hiding. Jezebel again. Hard battle about why it's unki Jezebel kapil. Janum, because some runaba ruti, sometimes we are blind. Okay, on our tsepahala, udilali ding, erikim seberi se, reseris about Jezebel. We are using Jezebel in the ministry. May God help us. Oh, I say, may God help us. When you talk about the people who know the Bible, it will be Jezebel. People who know scriptures, it will be Jezebel. People who can pray in tongues, it will be Jezebel. Where are you going to run? Do you have somebody who can share? Come and share. Jezebel is the first one to come. Can na keto share? Now, because you people who know God are a bit timid. Is that timid the right word? They're timid. Okay, I. No. Tell Jezebel, sit down when I Jezebel. Let me preach. Let me share. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
They are the first to do everything in church. They are the first. So don't judge people by what they do in the church or what they portray in the church. Okay? By what they portray. I'm not saying that everybody who's that is Jezebel. I'm saying that even Jezebel will also be like that. So don't use it. Who are always there. No, Jezebel will be amongst them. So what we do, we put Jezebel in charge of the ladies. She will devour them. You put Jezebel in charge of something, Jezebel will devour them. Jezebel finishes. Amen. But listen, good news. We shall never fight Jezebel anymore in this house. In this house. Let me tell you this. Anybody, ask anybody who's no longer going to church today why. I can tell you more often than not, they will tell you about somebody in the church. Tell them that somebody is a Jezebel. There's nobody who leaves the church because of the pastor. Oh, there are very few. Very, very few. Okay? But majority of people, it's people in the church who are Jezebels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My worry and my prayer and my concern is when this spirit attacks the women of God themselves. Abo mamfundis. Because if it attacks Mam Ruth, the church is finished. So I'm here to announce that in this season we are entering, we will face different battles. Battles are okay. Amen? We are short of victory. But there are battles that must not even exist. So the one that existed now, the Lord says they don't have to exist anymore.
Amen.
That chapter is closed.
Amen.
Amen. I say that chapter is closed.
Amen.
For you to feel, I'm too much. Who has ever felt like that? Now I'm too much. I'm just too much in the face of people. No, the face of Jezebel, not people. The Spirit of God always celebrates others.
Amen.
I say the 7,000 of God come out.
The spirit that tormented you is dead. Amen. The time has come for children of God to enjoy their salvation. I say the time has come for you to enjoy your Christianity without the fear of Jezebel. I say, come out and enjoy your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything that you want to dedicate for God, it gets attacked. How can you say that you want to dedicate for God? If you can take people to a party somewhere, no problem. But if you can transport people to church, ta pangsha. Can I talk to somebody here? Listen. Now, this is a very serious one. This is a very serious one. Some of you, now, are you listening to this? Some of you have contracts hanging because you have said in your heart that you want to do something for God. Can I talk to somebody here? I say some of you have deals hanging because you have said, from this money, I want to serve God. Jezebel had you. I say some of you, there are things that are not finalized. Why? Because you have said in your heart, this is for God. Jezebel had you. But today, I say, but today, that power that was doing that is receiving the sword of Jehu. From this coming week, anything that was delayed to be finalized, may it gather speed. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? Listen, and you wonder, but why every time, something, do I have a witness? Do I have a witness? So why every time I decide that I want to do something for God, things just stop? Jezebel, a monitoring spirit of Jezebel, heard what you said. And he said, no, not to that God of yours. But now, there is a vicious spirit that is coming, that even the prophet must not wait. As soon as he anoints, and he must run. Because this spirit is going to be fast. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I pray that tomorrow as you get to work, you may find things different. Are you hearing me? Whatever was being delayed by the spirit of Jezebel, that says to who? To which God? Never. Let's go to Baal. The God of your households that everybody else worships where you were born. That is the God that wants you. You are busy saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus here. And there's a king that sits in that family. He's sitting on the family throne. And he says, oh, lo, what? Okay, we shall see. When they say we shall see, they are going to unleash Jezebel to bring you back to Abadimu. We'll make sure that life is hard for you. And our worship, those who don't know God, who say, oh God, they're driving nice cars, say, get Jezebel. He's trying to show off, to confuse you, that you must also come. Yeah. That spirit will have no power over your life anymore. Yeah. That spirit will have no power over your life anymore. Yeah. I say, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Is it familiar? Let's see what this Christianity will do for them. Because they know their agent Jezebel will be chasing the prophets. No more. No more. No more. I say no more. In Jesus' name. You shall be a proud Christian in your home. I say you shall be a proud Christian among your siblings. You shall be a proud Christian in your workplace. You shall be a proud Christian wherever you go. This one is not escaping. This grace. Shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. How say abong? How say abong? Dala, yes. Yeah. But this 14 years, we really thank God for it. Amen. New season. New season. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.